This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Patrick McGill. Dr. McGill is a Chief Analytics Officer. He's going to talk today about his career, about what a Chief Analytics Officer does, how he ended up in such a role, and a lot more. Dr. McGill, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. My name is Patrick McGill. I'm the Chief Analytics Officer at Community Health Network in Indianapolis, Indiana. We're an integrated healthcare system servicing most of central Indiana. I serve as the Chief Analytics Officer, overseeing our Analytics Center of Excellence, but I also oversee all of our information technology, clinical informatics, process improvement, and regulatory reporting. And I'm a family physician by background training.
Well, just magnificent. And Dr. McGill, talk to us about the role of Chief Analytics Officer. What are the top three priorities in that role? I mean, it's sort of a newer role in health systems. And talk about how you view it and what you view as the top priorities in that role.
Yeah, absolutely. So we really want to be a data-driven organization. And I know a lot of organizations aspire to be more data-driven. And we really took a big step several years ago and created a Office of Analytics with a Chief Analytics Officer and an Analytics Center of Excellence. And really, our priorities for this year and moving forward, you know, I think everybody is focusing on recovering after COVID. And so how do we leverage data from the organization clinically, plus from the patient journey and the patient experience as that has been changed over the last year to really focus on recovering and whether it's getting back to normal with COVID or as, you know, hopefully COVID tends to dwindle and go away. That's our number one priority. Our second priority is really addressing a lot of the health inequities. And so how do we leverage data that we have with clinical data and operational data to really be mindful and focused on addressing the health inequities that have been present for quite some time. But, you know, I think the social situations last year really brought them to the forefront and highlighted them. So we want to be very intentional and data focused on our health inequities. And then the third thing that we have as an organization is really we've had a lot of strides with our data and analytic capabilities as an organization, but we need to focus on data literacy, and we need to have everybody speaking the same language of data throughout the organization. And we've seen that's been an opportunity for improvement. So we're really going to focus on data literacy for the organization to be able to leverage all of this great data that we've been producing over the last couple of years.
And when you talk about sort of analytics and data, how do you make steps to make that data analytics as useful and actionable as possible for the different users of it? How do you sort of take that next step of obviously crunching tons of data throughout a system, but then making it as useful as possible for whether it's patients, providers, administrative people, leaders, whoever it might be? How do you make that actionable?
Absolutely. That's a great question. So one of the things that we really focus on is starting with the problem that we're trying to solve. And so we, over the years, have received lots of data requests and requests for dashboards or reports or other analytic capabilities. And so we really have tried to be mindful to go back to the clinical leader or business leader and say, tell us what problem you're trying to solve and let us help you along that journey of solving that problem, leveraging the data, obviously, to be an assistant in that journey. And that's really why we've structured the organization the way we have, to tie data with IT, with process improvement. So it's really focusing on, let us help you with the problem you're trying to solve versus just throwing over the fence a request for data and then we send back a dashboard or a report. And we've been, you know, we feel like we've been successful with that. And it really changes the conversation. It changes the output. It changes how the end users view the data and how that now they're engaged to be able to understand the data quality, some of the data definitions, et cetera. And really they become a truly engaged stakeholder when it comes to the data and the analytic capabilities.
And take a moment, Dr. McGill, on how your career evolved from your care physician by background, family physician, to more and more leadership roles, to Chief Analytics Officer. You were always somebody that was very information interested or data interested and analytic by background? Or how does your career go?
That's a great, you know, that's a very interesting question. I always joke and say that I'm an accidental chief analytics officer. So I don't have a technology background. I don't have a data background. Actually have an undergraduate chemistry degree, but I've always been process focused. I've always had a process improvement mindset. And throughout my career, we installed Epic back in 2012, and I got involved with optimization and became a position builder. That led into some practice optimization and leadership capability or leadership opportunities in leading some standardization in our clinical practice, our ambulatory clinical practices. And just with the evolution of different roles and on, you know, I led a lot of our clinical process improvement, and that is what really exposed me to a lot of the data and the analytics. And then when we created the chief analytics officer role and pulled analytics out of IT, I was asked to take on this role. So, you know, I think that the key for me, not having an analytic background, not having a technology background, is really twofold. One, it's surrounding myself with great people. And I feel like I've done that. We have a great team, very knowledgeable. I give them all the credit for a lot of the capabilities that we've developed. And as with any leader, you know, it's surrounding yourself with great people. And the second thing is, you know, I can bring the clinical aspects, I can bring the patient journey aspects to the conversation, whereas I may not be the most knowledgeable person in SQL or data warehouses or other things. We're still in the business of clinical medicine and as a healthcare system. And so I think that it brings a different perspective having a physician lead your data and analytics. And if we truly want to be data-driven and data-led, you know, what better way to do that than tie our clinical strategy with our analytic capabilities?
And take a moment about 2021, hopefully moving towards the end of the pandemic. Of course, as you watch this data coming out of Brazil, it's quite scary to see what's happening with variants in these other countries and hoping that, I mean, it really becomes incumbent to vaccinate the whole world, not just our country, if we want to really stem COVID in the long run. But talk about what you're most excited about heading into 2021. What are you most excited about this year?
You know, I think COVID has changed everything for a lot of people. But one thing that has been a positive is the digital acceleration in healthcare. And, you know, a lot of people say that we've advanced 10 years in just the 12 months of the pandemic when it comes to digital adoption. And so I'm most excited about digital acceleration. And we're right in the middle of that. We've implemented a lot of digital tools and capabilities that we had struggled with, but COVID made it a requirement. Virtual health and patient monitoring and early discharge from the hospital. So that's the first thing I'm most excited about is obviously our digital capabilities and the acceleration that's going to continue. The second is even despite the pandemic, you know, we were able to advance our analytic capabilities, and so we're, you know, implementing. We moved our data warehouse to the cloud. And, you know, I'm very excited about expanding on our advanced analytic capabilities, machine learning and some other tools to really advance our business and the clinical delivery. And then finally, we have some great strategic partnerships. We've added some strategic partnerships over the last year. And I'm really excited to expand on those strategic partnerships and really continue to develop out the capabilities and advance both sides of the equation, the patient, the healthcare organization, and the partner.
Dr. McGill, a great pleasure to visit with you this morning on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. What a fascinating career and evolution of this role of Chief Analytics Officer. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. I appreciate the invitation.